If you are ever hoping to see Ryan Reynolds host Saturday Night Live ever again, because he did do it one time 15 years ago, give it up. Rumor has it that Ryan Reynolds is avoiding anything to do with Saturday Night Live because his ex-wife, Scarlett Johansson, is married to Colin Jost from SNL.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so he doesn't want there to be any sort of weird encounter or make anybody feel awkward or, you know, overstep any bounds. So he
probably
just like
it's uncomfortable. And
yeah, why? Why?
And
they both have moved on.
Yeah,
they both moved on. And Ryan Reynolds has done Saturday Night Live before. If he'd never done it before and it was like a bucket list kind of thing, then I would understand it.
I'm surprised it's been 15 years, though, because
15 years ago,
you know, Colin Jost had been married to Scarlett Johansson for that long.
How long have they? It's been several years. Yeah. And Ryan Reynolds, of course, married to Blake Lively, and they have 4 children together. And
he's like perfect for SNL too.
Yeah,
that's unfortunate.
They got married in 2020.
Oh, okay.
Colin Jost and Scarlett Johansson.
Yep. But yeah, apparently Pride, this is all rumor, but Pride is the big reason that Ryan Reynolds has steered clear of hosting Saturday Night Live for so many years. The one time he hosted a decade and a half ago, he was surrounded by a cast that were true, like his age. It was Kristen Wiig, Bill Hader, Fred Armisen, and then now it's a cast that includes actors who are 20 years younger, also saying that Colin Jost, who is now married to Scarlett Johansson, his Ryan Reynolds' ex-wife, it's no secret that they just kind of want to do their own thing. And that's understandable.
Yeah, and that's the real reason. Don't give this crap about the age of the, you know, because he does movies with people way younger than him and way older than him. He doesn't want to be on the set with the guy that's now married to his ex-wife.
And it's probably for the best.
Yeah, You don't have to do it.
Yeah.
For your career, you don't have to do it.
Mm. I was telling Matt that my kids and my husband and I are watching all now of the Marvel movies. We started, I guess, maybe in the new year. We started over Christmas break, and we're watching them chronologically.
Katie, I just don't know how offended to be by all this information.
First of all, not my idea. Second of all, my kids are now old enough to watch, and I am enjoying it.
I told you.
I am enjoying it. I thought it was very nerdy in the beginning.
I told you. I know Matt did, too. We were like, you're good. It's like Game of Thrones, and 8 years later.
Here I am. Here I am. But
Jaws, and 40 years later.
We are in the... Well, it's true.
I don't know about Jaws. Or whatever movie.
I don't know about that. But Scarlett Johansson right now, we're watching The Avengers. And it is so far so good. We didn't make it all the way through.
They're long, yeah.
Yeah, that was a long... We're almost there. But Scarlett Johansson as the Black Widow... She's going to have to sell me a little bit more.
Let me just say right.
Really?
I don't know why you hate women, but let me say this, Katie. Can I say my thought? Go ahead.
Well, the part that I have seen of her so far, this is just a snap judgment, is the very beginning where she is being interrogated.
Yes.
The Black Widow. Yes. Sitting there, and then she takes the phone call and she's like, okay, finally put you on hold. And then she really does do a badass kicking of all their butts, you know, which was great. But then she goes and tries to get the Hulk to join. And I just thought, kind of hokey.
Yeah.
Little hokey. Gonna have to sell me some more.
Well, I'll tell you this. This is my opinion.
Yeah.
Black Widow is not a superhero.
I don't know
She's good at like martial arts, and she has a gun.
Yeah, she's just a specialty trained assassin. There's superpower.
Like if they, you know, my whole thing is like you can't be a great superhero if, like, let's say, for example, Superman were to grab you and fly you into the outer space and you suffocate to death. Because you're a person.
Yes.
You know, like, you have to have, she has no superpower.
I see.
Yeah. Just like Batman, I hate to break it to you nerds out there, not a superhero. Great movies.
Good action figure.
Yeah.
Great action.
He's not a superhero.
Yeah.
He's just a rich guy that can afford fun toys.
He doesn't have superpower. So, but that would also be then Iron Man, too.
Mm-hmm.
Because all of his
power... A little tricky, though, because he has a thing implanted into his heart that then gives him the ability to do some of this stuff.
Yeah, but that's the thing.
But yeah, he's borderline.
That's not like
a lot of them have had things happen to them that gave them superpowers. Yeah, you're right.
Like the gamma rays
and Spider-Man getting bitten by some whatever spider.
Yeah.
Iron Man is iffy. Yeah, I lean more towards him not being one.
Yeah, because he couldn't do all that stuff if he didn't have...
Yeah, not to spoil it for Katie. Eventually, he does do procedures on himself to remove that. And still remains Iron Man, so.
Okay. Yeah.
But you're right, it's more like the technology around him.
Yeah.
And then
Hawkeye.
Hawkeye's not. Yeah. He's like, he's good at archery. Okay, you're not a superhero.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So right now, so is Robin Hood.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Right now, Hawkeye, the part where we are on Avengers, is under the Loki spell.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
He's under Loki's spell.
Yeah. Yeah.
Of the Mind Stone.
So anyway, now, enjoying it. But
to get through all that first, mm-hmm. and if you want like to really confuse your mind, watch the Loki series.
Oh, so good.
Wait for it though.
Yeah, we got a
it
long
is so good,
way
but
go.
It is very confusing. Mm-hmm. I mean, you definitely have to watch all the. Don't you think you have to watch most of the stuff first?
Yeah, you definitely need to get through the rest of the Avengers movies.
Okay.
Like once you finish Endgame, then you can go to Loki because it'll spoil some stuff.
It's one of the most creative things you'll ever see. And, you know, some people are like, oh, if somebody's being sexist about, you know, Black Widow.
Mm-hmm.
I think Captain Marvel is the top superhero when it comes to, like, powers.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Her and Spider-Man, it's not Spider-Man, Superman, I know it's a different universe, but
mm-hmm.
she's like the female Superman, but even can do more stuff.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I'm excited. The way that we got into watching them, my daughter is in third grade, and she was studying... I don't know. Some mythology.
Norse mythology.
Yes, that's right. Okay. Yes, that's how mm-hmm. we started watching it in the first place.
Oh, yeah, she was dressed up as...
Yes.
Thor?
Thor's mom.
Thor's mom.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you, Matt, for remembering my life. I don't...
What do my kids do?
I don't...
Yeah, you see I can... Yeah.
I didn't... I was like, how did we start? What was she dressed as?
Her name is Nora.
Yes.
And you have a son named Henry.
Your daughter's in school.
Thank you, guys. Thank yes. you. That's how we started watching it. And then I became, because she was so fascinated about it, I became into it. And Ben, of course, was like so on board. He was very, very excited
about it.
Yeah,
no, I get it. I mean, I could hand Katie, I could have a box.
Yep.
With $1 million, and I'm mm-hmm. like, Katie, just take this box. I'm good.
Yeah.
But then if, like, Ben says, hey, take this box full of spiders, she's like, okay, fine. No. Yeah. Oh, yeah, this is a great idea.
No way. Timing has to be right.
Yeah.
Timing has to be right, and then I'm in.
Yeah.
I mean, you've listened to some suggestions I've given you, and
a
I know
few.
I haven't been able to. Everything you suggest is Hulu, and I don't have Hulu. Like Bridesmaids, or not Bridesmaids.
Yeah, Handmaid's Tale.
Like, I'm like, yeah, I don't have Hulu.
Do you have any services that give you Hulu for free?
No.
Nothing.
No, I don't have Hulu.
Mm.
I mean, I guess I could order it.
Yeah.
It's Handmaid's Tale.
Oh, Squid, yeah. We don't have time. Squid. We don't have time.
Because I have Hulu.
Then you watch it. Need to watch Handmaid's Tale.
Is it a movie or a series?
It's a series, and okay. I think it's like season five?
Okay, cool. I can binge it now.
Get started.
All right.
You will be on the edge of your seat the entire time.
Okay, awesome.
Every single episode.
I'm watching it.
I'm really not trying to oversell it, but there is a reason why there are so many seasons.
Well, it's critically acclaimed, too. I mean, I've heard...
Based on a book.
I've only heard good things about it.
So fantastic, The Handmaid's Tale.